If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch? What? Go on.
Little bit of a new open for you there, Jay. You like it?
You spent way too much money on me, Zay.
Too much money. It took me 2 seconds. I pulled a few sound bites and away we go. I have too in front money. Of me right now a little delicacy. I want to see if you know what this sound is. All right, keep listening.
I'm listening. Diet Coke.
It's a Diet Coke in one of the rare, thick glass bottles with the pop top.
How'd you get that?
I'll tell you in a second as I take a deep sip and bring your music up. It's actually it's a mini bottle. It's only, 8 ounces? Let me look at this here. Yeah, 8 fluid ounces. But it's in the thick, classic bottle. And I think I paid $4.99 for the six-pack. So it's an expensive bottle of Diet Coke.
But luxuriously and awesome, though, right?
It is. And you know, this thick glass, I'm convinced, keeps the soda colder by a good 4 to 5 degrees.
Is this scientifically proven?
No, it's not scientific.
Okay.
just me out my... You know what? It's got as much science behind it as Mike McCarthy's final play call in Dallas.
Oh. where are you going to start first?
Oh my God, we have such a target rich environment. First of all, how are you doing? How's the job? How's Cowan trucking?
The job is getting harder. They're throwing more stuff on my plate, but it's so far so good. They have put me up in a nice Airbnb here in Lynchburg.
Nice.
A 2-story. I don't know. The people who own it are wine. They have a winery.
Okay.
And this house is absolutely adorable. One bathroom, though. I don't know how. 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom. I don't know how they got along with that.
You're in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house for how long?
Till February 18th, yes.
Furnished, I trust?
Furnished, yes.
Nice. And what about Mrs. J? Is she around?
Actually, they're coming down on Monday.
Oh, they?
Yes. Well, the dogs.
Ah, okay. Mrs. J and the dogs. Very good.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, good. Glad to hear it. So why don't we start with the following?
Okay.
2013, Texas Tech lost 5 of his last 6. 2014, 4 of 6. 2015, 4 of 6. 2016, 6 of 8. 2017, 6 of 8. 2018, lost his last 5. As a pro coach in Arizona, lost 7 of his last 9 in 2019, 5 of his last 7 in 2020, and now 5 of his last 6 to close out the year. Who am I talking about? Your favorite coach, Cliff Kingsbury.
And it's funny, a listener hit me on the Twitter and said, I'm just salty at Cliff because Cliff took the offensive coordinator job at USC and then got hired by the Cardinals. Yes.
That's right. It was like a whoop, gotta go. Something better came along. Well, you haven't even started with us yet. I know. Go ahead and cancel those business cards. I'm off to the pros.
I am not angry because of that. I'm sure he would have been a fine OC because we got Graham Harrell, who was his understudy, who sucked. So I'm sure he would have been wonderful. I'm still going to say it again. How does a coach who got fired from a mid-level job in college
suddenly go to the pros?
Yes, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was the hair. There is such a bias in society for robust heads of hair. It's unbelievable.
Hair bias.
Totally there's hair bias. I mean, will die on that hill, Jay.
He is, of course, he's a handsome, handsome man.
He's kind of handsome. Here's the thing. He's young, he's fit, he's got great hair, but he's got a left eyelid droop that I now cannot unsee. Okay. You look at his face next time he's coaching. I assume he'll be back next year. And you'll go like, oh, yeah, I see that. Your face, it's got the left eyelid droop. Okay. You know, he got a lot of buzz. He got a lot of buzz for the house on draft night.
That's a great house.
But you can get those if you're making what he's making. And I'm assuming he's making $4 million a year, five, something like that. Then you could afford a house like that in Arizona all day, every day. It wasn't like it was the Bat Cave that he moved into. It was a nice Arizona house with giant sliding doors. Hey, how about that?
Oh, my God.
What?
4-year contract. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
$5 million?
Per or total?
That can't be right.
It might be.
I got it. $5 million per. That's what.
Oh, $5 million per. Of course. That's the going rate for a head coach in the NFL.
Wow. I can't believe that. I can't. For a coach. No, for a coach with no. He had no bargaining chip coming in.
I know.
Okay.
All right. That said, let's talk Kyler Murray. Because that's going to be another discussion. I'm old enough to remember when he was in the running for MVP talk at 7-0.
I wanted to do a segment with you, and it was going to be called How'd That Work Out? It was all the stuff that happened early in the year, and you go, how'd that work out? Like, how did the talk of Matthew Stafford being league MVP work out? Stuff like that. Kyler Murray, at one point, was like, after game 4, was the leading vote-getter to be MVP, that I think the bloom might be off the rose for Kyler. He looked terrible in the last game.
God
awful.
It was not good. It was not good. That said, you're not going to cut bait on him. You're going to see how it plays out. But I think there is a growing fear that he too may not be the kind of God mode quarterback that every franchise is chasing now. Look at this year's 1-1. Trevor Lawrence has been underwhelming. He's so lucky that Urban Meyer got fired because it's taken the heat off of him. Not a needle mover as a rookie. I don't care about, well, the organization is bad and they don't have this, don't have that. a guy that's that touted should move the needle more than he did.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Okay.
Peyton Manning's first year.
Okay.
We can always go back. And
whatever you want to bet on the over-under, I'll take the under on Trevor Lawrence next year.
And I'm not going to. Okay. The last game, I was like, look at this. He was perfecto in the last game.
Okay.
He was like 13 of 14 in the first half. It was something ridiculous. Okay. Well, we will put a pin on this one.
Okay.
And revisit this in 2 years when you're still doing the Zabe cast. And
yes,
I'm going,
sir.
Wow. Look, he's league MVP. How did that work out?
Okay. The other one is Baker Mayfield. 1/1.
Well.
And now they don't know what to do with him.
What do he and Kyler have in common?
Well, they were both in Oklahoma briefly.
Well, besides that.
They're both kind of short.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's it. Now, I know people can then throw Russell Wilson at me, but Russell gets great passing lanes. I don't see them doing that for Baker or for Kyler Murray.
Right.
Whatever the offensive coordinator did in Seattle to give Russell, he did a lot of rolling out and a lot of throwing inside the hash marks.
Right.
They don't do that with Baker.
How about Jameis Winston, another former 1/1?
He was looking good for a little bit, and then I think the stage got too big for him. I don't know, but he looks horrible. But you know what, though? The injury, he looked okay until he got injured.
I don't know, man. He threw a shitload of picks.
That's 2 years ago.
No, I didn't know we were racing 2 years ago already. Didn't know we were deleting that hard drive so quick.
I would like to do that. I would like a do-over.
I mean, that's okay. Well, you know, 2020 should be erased for a lot of reasons.
Yes.
Worst year of everyone's lives on multiple fronts. How about this for, how are things working out? Let's go back to week 7 when the Chiefs were 2-4 and when Michael Irvin went on NFL Network to declare the following.
Chiefs right here.
Uh-oh. Oh,
let me tell you something I like to say. But these Chiefs right here, so you guys know at 4-4 right now, all right? The next three opponents.
Actually, 4-4.
Oh, man, Raiders, the Cowboys, Packers. These guys are 18-4, and they have the toughest right now strength of schedule left to go. They lead the league. And turnovers right here. And the two guys that kills everybody, the most explosive guys in the world, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, they haven't had 100 yards.
Working the Chiefs.
Oh, come on.
Come on. The Chiefs are. The Chiefs are done. You broke the fork.
There was Michael Irvin sticking a fork in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bebopping and scatting, as you like to say.
Exactly. All right, what else from early in the season? You're like, how'd that work out? Early storylines that fizzled.
Get your story straight. Well, even though they did not finish well, the demise of the Steelers franchise, it was looking pretty bad after the first 4 weeks.
You were the one that predicted it.
I did. I was wrong. I can say that.
Okay. Very good.
I can say that. Give me another team. Russell Wilson, the Seahawks, they crashed and burned, but he got hurt.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. The Washington football team
is
going to be the new hotness.
Oh, yeah. They really thought they were going to be the new hotness.
Their defense is going to be the best thing ever.
They might be the number one defense in the league, they thought. They're like Chase Young and Montez Sweat are going to set a new combined sack record when it was all said and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that work out? So there you go. All right.
Mr. Metcalf was going to be the new greatest wide receiver ever.
DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
He had more tantrums than impact games this year.
Yeah, there you go. That's another one.
All right. I want to talk to you about a musical goose chase I went on the other night.
Oh, this ought to be good.
On social media. Are you on TikTok or do you fancy yourself watching reels on Instagram?
I will watch reels on Instagram and that's it. I don't have a TikTok account. As someone like to say, I'm a man. I'm 40.
Okay.
So
fair enough. I do it to try to stay current with what the Utes of America are doing these days.
I understand you have two Utes daughters.
And you know what? There's some actual – what I love about TikTok and or Reels is it puts you in the living rooms of some very interesting people. Some disgusting people, some weird people, but some pretty snickety people. And it's a vicarious way to go, oh, wow, wonder where they live. Wonder what they do. Wonder what their life is like. That's interesting. You know, it's like a tourism app of sorts. And yet you're jumping in people's lives. Now, that said, there is creativity that goes on, including musical creativity, where certain people mash together songs. Mashup songs. Have you heard the mashup between the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive and Eminem's, what's the song? Well, I'll play it for you. No, it's not that. Of course, I should jump ahead here in just a second. So I went looking for this song because I couldn't remember where it was. My first attempt was to go look at my likes on Instagram. I don't know where they keep that tab. Like in Twitter, you just go push a tab and it's like, here's everything you've liked as a bookmark. I can't find it in Instagram, swear to God.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not the greatest Instagram person either.
Yeah. So there was that. And then I went to Reels because I'm like, well, maybe I didn't see it on TikTok. Or maybe I didn't see it on Reels. Maybe I saw it on TikTok.
Couldn't find it there either.
Couldn't find it. But I finally found it, and here it is. Here's it gets mashed up enough. Coming up. Here we go.
Oh, ready game, come follow me. Without me. Oh, I can't remember the name of the song.
Without me.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I think this song slaps. This mashup slaps.
It's a great song. This is early Eminem. This is great Eminem.
Is it great Eminem?
Yes.
So
that's a great mashup.
You like that? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I had to go back and look at the lyrics because they only use like a little 20-second clip in all these TikTok videos. I'm like, shit, I want the whole song. So I had to go hunting for the whole song, and it literally took me about an hour. Very frustrating. I'm like searching, YouTube searching, keyword this, keyword that. But then I had to go read the lyrics because I knew to play it on the radio, I had to bleep a couple things out. And they use this 20-second clip usually when someone's doing an action clip. They're jumping off a cliff or whatever because it really spills out nicely. Like, it'll usually start right here with Staying Alive. Because this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. And I'm like, I think he says, fuck you there. He says, fuck you, Debbie.
That's either his mom.
It's his mom.
Yeah, or I was going to say, or his baby mama. It's his mom? Okay.
It's his mom because I asked the question today.
Okay.
It's a great spill out, and usually they time it up to them jumping off a cliff or doing something else or snowboarding or jumping or whatever. It's pretty cool, but there's a lot of creative mashups.
You're expanding musical taste. Well,
I'm just, yeah. Now, you got to give me the Eminem 101, the Marshall Mathers 101. Do I need to get conversant in Eminem?
That is okay. Well, you know what? You have to go to his first album and start from there. And that is what the Marshall Mathers LP. Is that what it's called?
Do I need to watch 8 Mile, the movie story about his life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not about it. It's loosely based.
Okay. Got it.
But it is, there is a scene in the end where, because he was a battle rapper.
Right.
And the end scene is him battling this whole other crew. And I think it's three people that he battles. And from what I read the oral history, it was really a battle. He did all that stuff off the top of his head. And it's some of the most amazing shit I've ever seen. I still watch that. I need to download it.
Okay.
But I would get that, yes. Just for the last scene where he goes against three other guys and literally and lyrically destroys them. It is awesome.
Is his best song not Lose Yourself?
I mean, Slim Shady is a great song. Everything off the first album is great.
And is this sampled off of another song?
I'm sure it is. I just don't know what it is for the first time ever. I actually don't know something.
Okay. Guess what? I want to play a game here. How many views on YouTube does this official video have? Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself, 75 million.
A little low.
Oh, my God. 175 million?
Still low.
400 million.
Still, oh my God, Kim Basinger plays his mom in this video?
Yes, she does.
Shit.
Wait a minute. Have you not heard the song Stan?
No.
And it, because it has the music from Dido.
Okay.
In the beginning of it. You've never heard that? Where have you been?
I don't know.
Raising kids.
I guess so.
Raising kids.
Anyway, the answer is 1.1 billion views.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Because just builds and builds and builds and then releases. So if I made Eminem my one official rapper, would that be racist?
No.
Because I'm like, yeah, he's my one guy.
Eminem gets such a pass from everyone. I mean, there are some old school rappers who have a problem with him being, he's not, and he, by the way, he's in a lot of people's discussion, you know, the movie with Chris Rock, Top Five. Eminem's in a lot of people's top five.
Okay. All right.
Which, That is hard to say for a white rapper to be in a lot of black rappers' top five.
Okay. Compare Eminem to Vanilla Ice.
It's not even that is a slap in the face.
All right, so compare Eminem. Him as cars, as if I'm a 10-year-old, so I can understand. If Eminem is, say, a Ferrari, then what is Vanilla Ice?
If Vanilla Ice is a Hyundai compared to a Lamborghini.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Let's keep on moving down the list here. A lot of other things to get to tonight. And this would be my next topic, the grobber. Les Grobstein, the man who captured Lee Elia's tirade, passes away at 69 years old. He was a radio lifer, the kind that you knew well back when you were in the business. And not all of them are well liked as the grobber was. Many are nasty, disgusting, backstabbing assholes.
True, true, true.
But the ones who were good guys like Grobber, I got a total respect for them. They chose a life that was not full of fame or money.
And from what I only knew him from a couple of things that I heard, and of course the Lee Elia, but from what everybody says, he was the guy who would go into a clubhouse after a baseball, football game, and he had the microphone, and he was professional, and everybody liked him. He wasn't somebody trying to jump on the back of someone else to get to the top. And I respect those people because they loved the craft.
Also, they're the ones that They're the foot soldiers that go into the tunnels to flush out the sound bites to get the original quotes. You know, it's more corporate now, where obviously coaches and players are put up on podiums and there's backdrops with the rotating sponsors. But for the longest time, the foot soldiers who went in and got the quotes, who got the rare tirade like that, they were guys like Les Grobstein. They had to literally go to the stadiums and wait for the game to be over, and then go stick a mic in somebody's face.
A lot of stringers did that, and I have respect for some of them, not all of them.
Not all of them, right. Craig Heist in the D.C. market.
I was just going to say that.
Old Heisty.
I was just going to say that.
He is a lifer.
But from what our buddy Mark Stern says, kind of stabbed him in the back for some stuff.
I don't doubt it. You know, you get to a point where you're in the trenches and you're clawing like a crab in a bucket to get out, do whatever you can. But anyway.
Your buddy Jerry, another guy who does that.
Jerry Coleman, another guy who's a radio lifer. Zane, and I don't know why you call me that. I'm a program director.
No, he's not.
He would say that. Doesn't matter if it's true, he would say it.
He does nights. What do you mean, program director? He does nights on a station now.
I know.
And is preempted by turf games.
I know. did you see Darren Revelle
and the
tweet storm after somebody accused him of being racist?
I didn't see what he did, what he said, or what that person called him racist. But I saw everything after that.
And
if he would have just said nothing, it would have been great.
Right.
But he had to respond. Right. And that is where you don't respond, Darren. But he can't help himself. And I saw Clay Travis just was licking his chops for this.
Well, he really hates Darren. I'm Darren neutral. Darren positive. I'm not a super fan. He does things that I just cringe at, and I facepalm and going, oh, what are you doing? But I appreciate the fact that he is this super nerdy collector. And, you know, he was kind of a pioneer in the sports business reporting lane. He really made his bones when he went to the 2001 Super Bowl in New Orleans and blogged about being able to get into the game for like $59 because of all the post 9/11 restrictions. Nobody went. And he got a scalper ticket to get in. He wrote all about it. That was like Darren Revelle's, you know, rocket ship to actually being somebody. And, you know, he did a good job reporting on business and sports for a long time. And then he moved to the Action Network. And he tries to play himself as a gambler now. I don't think anyone believes it. I don't feel like it.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he on ESPN also?
Yeah, he was. Did I say ESPN?
No, you said the Action Network.
Well, he was on ESPN for the longest time. And then he moved to the Action Network, and some were like, oh, welcome to irrelevance, right?
Was he in the buyout thingy? Is that what he – did they let him go?
I don't know about that, but I know that the Action Network threw a lot of money at him because he was a big name and they were starting up. And they're still in business after 4 or 5 years. But anyway, I'm not anti-Darren Revelle. He does things that make you cringe to the moon, and this was one of them. I mean, somebody accused you of being racist. Okay, whatever. You can't disprove it. But instead he goes on and says on Twitter, look at all my MLK memorabilia that I own. And some of my best friends are black.
Zabe, if someone ever accused you of being a racist or a bigot.
I'm not playing that card.
Don't even say it.
And I'm not going to go, Jay, I'm in a bad spot, man. Yeah. I need you to vouch for me, okay?
Hatch, please. No, don't call me your Hatch.
Exactly. Hey, I need you to vouch for me, please. I'm in a bad spot. I'm in a tight spot right now.
He's black.
Oh man, I thought I had from Anchorman 2 when Ron Burgundy was just like black.
She black.
It's like, yeah. So uncomfortable there. So yeah, that is not the way to go. You can have friends who are black and still be racist. It does not mean, oh, this is my card. You can even employ somebody who's black and still be racist.
That is, or a bigot.
Right, or a bigot.
I always think you're a bigot, but I just never play the
no.
I have friends who are blank.
Yeah.
Never play that card.
Did you see the tweet that Monumental Sports had to take down because on Martin Luther King Day, someone in the organization thought it was a good idea to do a graphic of a split face between Dr. King and a quote from him, and the other side of the split face was Ted Leonsis, .com multi-hundred millionaire and owner of two sports teams, with a quote on his philosophy on life.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
I did not. Hey, Dave, you think a millennial did that?
That's what Andy said on Monday. He goes, or no, he didn't say that on the podcast. I think I said it. I saw the tweet after we were done taping, and I said, did you see this? You got to be kidding me. And he goes, look, interns did that. You get what you pay for. And I go, but don't you think at least the younger generation be woke enough to go, I don't think we should be sharing a white billionaire's face with Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day. But apparently they thought, Andy said, well, they would suck up to the boss. That's why they would do it.
Oh, my.
I need to find it and send it to you. I thought I'd sent it to you already, but you got to see
somebody under the age of 27 did
that.
Oh, my
God. It is so super cringe. It's painful is what it is. Never make it on a day honoring a great American. Never make it at all remotely about you, ever. Don't say how much you admire Dr. King. Don't say how much memorabilia you have. Don't share a graphic where you're like, well, here's my philosophy on life. Make it about the man himself.
Just say he was great. Two thumbs up. Something like that. Ted's face. What has Ted done?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What has Ted done?
Ted Leonsis, great civil rights leader.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Headline, man's agonizing penis pain found to be rare side effect of COVID.
Oh, my. And if it hasn't gotten any worse.
The unnamed male had suffered penile pain for 3 days before seeing a urologist in Iran who referred him for tests. The discomfort began following an erection while having sex, the 41-year-old married man told doctors. He had a positive COVID PCR 3 weeks prior. And according to doctors in Iran, they believe that it's a form of long COVID. Long dong COVID? I'll show myself out now.
Wow. And if everything isn't worse, your penis erupts. COVID is the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Dak Prescott has apologized for his comments about more credit to them for throwing stuff at the referees following their loss in Dallas. I don't accept the apology. It wasn't for me, but I respect his apology. Noted, and the account is cleared. I said it was ridiculous, it was poor loserism, and it's a terrible example for youth sports where referees are already treated like shit.
Did you happen to see Dan Orlovsky Monday?
Yeah. Did you like it?
And I loved it because he said the cutoff for something like that is like 16 seconds.
The comfortable cutoff is 16. And 14 is really pushing it. But I loved how he highlighted, he's like, look at these Cowboy players. They're lollygagging around. They're not hustling. They're not. Their mind's not in it.
Has anyone in Wisconsin, I know you've probably called McCarthy a dope, have they said you're wrong, he was misunderstood, or something like that?
The one guy who defends him, and I wouldn't expect anything less, is our colleague John Kuhn, who played for and won a Super Bowl with.
Well, he's supposed to.
I know he is. And as soon as that play was run, I just texted to you and I go, your boy. And he went into instant spin mode about, well, it's Kellen Moore who calls the plays. And we had a play like that called Church, where you do a short gain, kneel down, give yourself up, and hand the ball to the ref. And I was like, well, I don't give a shit if you had a play or if they practiced it. They fucked it up. Like, they go, oh, we practice this all the time. Well, as I told Hatch, I practice my chipping all the time in golf. When it comes time to actually get up and down for a score, I fucking suck.
No one, you can never blame the officials on a game.
Yeah.
They just can't do that. And that McCarthy did that. And I lost all respect for him when I heard that.
Yeah. Did you see the federal charges against your Baltimore prosecutor, Marilyn Mosby?
Yes, I worked with her husband for about 8 months.
Oh, no. She says she's innocent. Apparently, 4 federal charges of perjury for making false mortgage applications relating to the purchases of 2 vacation homes in Florida.
You can't. She can't serve. She has to be taken from her position.
But
you can't serve.
She was already elected twice, so she was quite popular. Attractive woman.
Baltimore, very, very attractive woman. Baltimore is not a bright city.
It seems like every 2 minutes you turn around, some elected official's getting in trouble.
So, well, the mayor, she's in the pokey. Remember the mayor?
For the books.
Is she
actually in jail?
Yeah, she's in jail. Wow. Wait a minute. When does she get out? Oh, was it something Holly Hobby or something like?
Name of the book, or the name of the character in her book.
No, yeah, I'm
Catherine Pugh,
and I'm just looking to see jail.
She's 69, 3 years in federal prison.
And federal prison, as you know, you got to serve every bit of that.
Yeah, that's true. That's a tough one. At 69.
She's in Alabama.
But you know what? If you can't do the time,
don't do the crime.
Thank you. Ding, ding. Rex Chapman's been hired by CNN Plus.
I told you, I like you. You said his Twitter follow is not that great. I like Rex Chapman.
He steals other people's shit left and right.
I find him funny. I liked Rex from the first time I saw him at Kentucky in 87, 86. I was like, I like this guy, and I still do. Right. I'm a Rex Chapman stan. By the way, you had Sheehan on, and you did not go to him about Marilyn?
I did not.
I listened to that. I said, how did you not? Did you say
we were neck deep in football? And frankly, I don't give a shit about Maryland basketball right now. The program is in a tough spot. I don't know when you guys are going to be good again.
Here's how great Maryland basketball is in my life right now. They had a game on Sunday. I didn't even know.
Right.
Because Mark Turgeon sucked all the life out of me. I don't care anymore. I'm apathetic to Maryland basketball. That's so sad. That's where I am.
Have you seen the Eleanor Holmes Norton parking video?
The one from like about 6-7 years ago where she literally could not park? Yeah.
Yes. She's apparently applying to be the Secretary of Transportation under Biden. and people pulled out this video, which I guess is a few years old, but she tries to park in a sort of slanted diagonal spot on the street, and she's going the wrong way. She hits another car and then just gets out and says, oh, well, I'm sure it'll fix itself, and leaves.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't have an intern come and fix that.
Exactly. Let's see. What else real quick before we get to FTG? Ooh.
Manningcast.
Let's talk Manningcast. All right. I figured out how to do the Manningcast. Ready? Step one, be aware of if there's a Manningcast that week. Step two, watch game on regular ESPN. Step three, scan social media for the four, maybe five, worthy moments of the Manningcast. End.
It is kind of a tough watch while a game is going on. I will say that.
Sure.
But then there are those moments where it is pure and utter gold. Like Snoop Dogg giving Eli a no-limit chain. That was awesome. That was great.
Yeah, can you explain the significance of a no-limits death row? Is it Death Row Records?
I thought it was No Limit.
Oh, No Limit Records chain.
Yes, No Limit.
That's Snoop's record label.
No, that is Master P.
Record label.
Okay. Yes. And Snoop was signed with No Limit 2000 something. And that was their big thing. They would give out every rap label used to give out chains to somebody. You know, Rockefeller did it, stuff like that. But anyway, but Snoop giving Eli his No Limit chain was hysterical.
Okay.
It was great.
Do you think that chain is worth any money? Or is it just a dumbed down chain?
That was in the bling era. So, in fact, Lil Wayne.
Bling era is over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, nobody.
No idea.
Yeah. But because Lil Wayne coined the term bling bling.
No way.
Yes. Lil Wayne coined the term bling bling. And
who coined the term iced out?
Wow. I would have to go back and research that one.
Okay.
But who coined the term GOAT?
No.
LL Cool J.
All right, who coined the term YOLO?
That's somebody recently, cuz YOLO is that's like the last 2 or 3 years. I am not up to date on YOLO.
I think it's more than 2 or 3 years, but yeah. So what is the bling era is over, which is news to me, but I'll take note of it. What is the minimum spend on a gaudy rapper style chain for it to be impressive? 50 G's?
I was going to say 75 to 50 to 75.
Okay. At what point would you be uncomfortable with the amount of money on your neck? $5,000?
I was going to say $2,000.
$2,000. $2,000 is your. Yeah. You're like, man, I don't know if I want to walk around.
Yeah,
this.
I can't. Yeah, yeah.
I've never money sitting on my neck.
Had a big gold chain. Yeah. No,
did you see Lori Loughlin? See Lori Loughlin had $1 million in jewelry stolen from her crib in L.A.
They stole Aunt Becky's jewelry?
Yes, they did. Ugh. A cool million, or so she claims. If I'm a insurance auditor, I'd be crawling all over that reimbursement claim. We know how much of a liar she can be. But here's how you avoid that happening to you. Step one, don't buy $1 million in jewelry. Step two, live your life normally. Step three, never have to worry about having $1 million in jewelry stolen. Fucking jewelry. It stuns me that people are so into it.
She's still ridiculously cute, though. I still love Lori Loughlin. I'm sorry. I know I'm terrible, but
she nice. If you like that kind of a look, which I don't know, you know, maybe not everybody's into that. Okay, here we go. Jay, stand by.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do you got?
Troy Aikman for his bitching about not being on the game. I couldn't believe that when I heard that. I said, did I just hear that? And if Joe Buck hadn't started laughing, I would have like, what a bitch.
Yeah, and you know what? He could have done it in a way that was somewhat self-deprecating or that indicated to the viewers that he wasn't genuinely mad because he lives a charmed, insanely rich life already. He could have just said, yeah, I got to tell you, Joe, when our assignments came out, man, I cried a little bit knowing how good that game's going to be. But I'm sure Jim Nance and Tony Romo will do a good job. And then leave it at that.
Nope.
Can't do it that way. No, he was genuinely pissed off. He was like, how dare you not let me call that game? So to Troy Aikman for that comment, you say, Jay.
Fuck that guy.
My FTG goes to an entire class of people on Twitter who keep making the same stupid argument about the NFL. You ready? We've got this $2 billion league, and they still measure first downs with two sticks and a chain.
God.
Just because something is simple doesn't mean it's crude. Just because something is low tech does not mean it is inaccurate. That chain device is as accurate as anything. You don't need lasers. You can't put chips in footballs because you'd have to put chips in knees and elbows and asses too, because that's half the equation. Stop it with this argument. You should be better than this. And Trey Wingo was the last guy to make the argument on Twitter. So I hate to say it because he seems like a nice guy, but for everybody making that argument, fuck you. All right, Jay, any big plans for the week? Going to snow down there in Central Virginia?
They were calling for snow yesterday, but then I've seen it diminish. So I'm coming back to Maryland on Saturday. So,
well, they call snowstorms a truck dispatcher's best friend. So I'm sure you'll – oh, wait. What? No? Probably
no,
not.
No, they don't say that.
They don't say that. That's not a phrase. It's your worst nightmare is what it is.
It's literally and utterly the worst thing ever. Yes.
All right. Jay, God bless you. We'll talk to you next week, my friend. And as always, we like to say
– bye-bye now.
All right, that's a wrap for us today. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener of the Zabecast. Tomorrow, Mr. X, Friday, Scott and Solly from the new Zabecast Landjet in their driveway, weather pending. In the meantime, have a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.